It is time for another community spotlight here on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca. So pleased to have this young man with us in the studio today, Nathan Wooby. Nathan, thank you for being here.
It's great.
It is nice to have you here. This is a really cool thing that's going on. You're a member of YAC, correct?
Yes.
And there's sort of this project that has launched. It's the YAC Social Enterprise Initiative, and you've actually produced a really cool product here. Tell us about it.
It's a image of the Perth Water Tower with the text on the water tower saying Heritage Perth. It took a few drafts to get it right, but I'm pretty happy with the finished product.
And this finished product, and this is, you drew this yourself, you designed this and then put it through, and I'm looking at the different versions that have come through. It's really been a design process for you. But this is now available on t-shirts and on reusable tote bags, and it's being sold, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so why are you selling this? Is it to create a fundraiser of some sort?
It's to raise the funds for the YAC Youth Center, mm-hmm. which is a great program for like kids, to have a place to go after school. And I've been going there a lot lately. And
what brought you to YAC?
My dad can drive me home to after school until like 5. So I had to find a place to be until he could pick me up. So.
And what sorts of things have you been doing at YAC? I take it you've been going for a while.
Yeah.
And what types of things have you been doing?
Mostly it's just a cool place to hang out, meet new people. I've drawn there a lot. That's why Emeka saw me and thought I'd be great for this project.
Yeah, and certainly a great choice indeed. So we're looking at some of the products here, and they're just fantastic. This is something... It's really nice when people come into town and they can take something away from here as like a souvenir, but it's also a point of pride with people here in the town can wear these shirts as well and then walk around with the tote bags as well. That must make you feel pretty proud.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool seeing people wearing my shirts, and I like the quality of them. It's a nice shirt.
Yeah, and so how can people get these shirts, Nathan?
I believe they're at the... what's it called? A museum.
The Perth Museum, okay.
And in a few other places, there'll be tote bags at the Pico Cafe.
Okay. And then, of course, at the Stewart Park Festival at the YAC tent, people will be able to get them there as well.
Yep, I'll probably be hanging out at the tent there too.
Not a bad gig at all, eh? You get to hang out, listen to some great music, meet some wonderful people, and show off this incredible work that you've done.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited.
What has the process been like for you? Has it been interesting to learn about, different parts of marketing and then actually bringing a product from, you know, the idea to actually to the point where you're selling it?
Yeah, it's been crazy. I never knew just doodling on my sketchbook would lead to something so cool.
Had you ever, I mean, obviously you have this artistic background in you and this creativity part, and that's exactly how I was when I was young. I used to draw all the time and eventually got into something creative in radio here as well. But obviously you've had that part. Has the business side of this sort of intrigued you a little bit?
A little bit, but not so much as the actual drawing.
Yeah, and the design part of it, right? Because there's certainly a lot out there that people can do. I mean, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 14, 15 August.
So you have a couple more years in high school. Have you sort of decided which route you'd like to explore? I know you've got plenty of time, but are you leading down sort of that creative path?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking about doing one of the trades probably.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Which is really interesting because a lot of the trades, there's a lot of creativity and so on that's involved with those as well.
Yeah. Lots of opportunities to do something different in them.
Would it be fair to say that this opportunity with YAC through the Social Enterprise Initiative has really opened your eyes to other different things that you could do with your life? And even if it's not something that you're dedicating your entire life to, but just new interests.
Yeah. It's been nice seeing that you can make money off of, you know, hobbies and interests that you have.
Yeah, well, this is fantastic, Nathan, and I think that the designs are absolutely wonderful. So once again, you can get them at the Perth Museum. the Yak Tent at Stewart Park Festival, and the Perth Community Services Hub as well. The t-shirts are $25, various sizes, and the totes are $20. And again, the money raised is going back to help Yak and the youth here in Perth and surrounding areas, because we know that Yak does help kids from outside of Perth as well. Nathan, it's been a real pleasure to speak with you. Is there anything you wanted to leave our listeners with today?
No, I think that's good. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk on your show.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you and to see these wonderful designs that you've come up with here. I look forward to seeing what you do next.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Nathan Whoopi is with Yak, and we've been talking about their social enterprise initiative here, where you can get these incredible products designed by Nathan, the Heritage Perth. You're going to know it as soon as you see it. It is the iconic water tower that Nathan has recreated here in design. It looks absolutely beautiful. Available on shirts and available on tote bags. Don't forget, check our website. We'll have a link on there as well for you to get some more information. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.